1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
Ben and Vince.
Ben and Vince show. It's the Ben and Vince show.
You're just coming out of nowhere. You know,
welcome back, guys.
Splitting the work now.
What?
No, you can't do all the work, so you gotta do it both at the same time.
Well, you know, I just didn't want you to screw it up again.
What are you talking about? I did not screw it up.
I think we can assume that at some point in the past you screwed it up.
Like, maybe, like, the first time I screwed it up.
Yeah, and I haven't forgotten about that, okay?
Oh, come on. You can't act like, you know, whatever. What was your issue about SR-71 all those weeks ago?
Yeah. I barely remember. I mean, I did have temporary amnesia after my... you know, near fatal injury, so it's going to take me a little while.
It was really impressive that you were able to go on with the show.
I didn't realize how the damage was until after.
Severed all the way clean off.
She doesn't quite cut his head off. She makes a pisser out of him. Anyway, so, I mean, Vince, do you know why SR-71 stopped performing?
Right.
That's the thing. No one knows, because all I know is that they were suspected by the FBI, and then, you know, as you know, before you knew it, they were just gone, and no one ever heard anything about them ever again. And now you're playing them on our program, just after saying things like hijack. And you're just asking for trouble.
That's not true.
I don't know if you noticed. I mean, I got here to the studio a little earlier than you, and kind of cleaned it up, but it was completely ransacked, and like there's definitely a raid that happened here.
No.
I didn't want you to know, but
look, if there's any like FBI wiretaps listening right now, just go ahead and call in. And call the request line. We'll write you off.
Yeah. No. We'll challenge you to a write off. We really gotta think of a new name for this contest. What's going on over there, Vince? I mean, at the very least, you can throw a ball at some cans or something.
Yeah. We'll give you Skype if you win. That's a quality program.
Yeah. But I mean, you probably already have it if you're listening in somehow. But never hurts to have an extra copy, I guess.
They can do anything.
Anyway, you know, you probably didn't notice how messed up this place was, because I even went to the trouble of rebuilding you a new porcelain dog, you know, that little porcelain dog that you had that you love so much, and it was always sitting there in the corner. It was, like, completely smashed to bits, and I had to, like, make a new one really fast. But I didn't want to tell you because, you know... You're just seeing that look on your face when you come in, you're like, oh, that porcelain dog is still okay. You know, that would have been thanks enough. But turns out that wasn't thanks enough because, you know, I'm a big asshole and I need to tell people how good of a person I am.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Or what are you not talking about?
What is this dog?
The dog that I got you? Are you serious? You know, I got it for you for your For your 15th birthday? And
did I even know you when I was 15?
And you like, and you said, "Oh, thank you so much. You know, I'll treasure this forever." And I thought you meant it, Vince.
Are you sure that was not my evil twin from Canada?
You have an evil twin from Canada?
Yeah, he's just like me, except he says "a" every now and then.
What's his name?
I don't know, man.
What? You don't even know your own twin's name?
It's probably Vince Eggard Robot.
Wait, that wouldn't be a twin. That would be a robot.
That's Skype? Maybe it's a robot twin. Is that Skype?
Oh, did you hear that?
Did I hear what?
Is that Skype?
Is what Skype?
That's what you just said.
It's not what I said.
But you heard someone say it.
Someone must have said it.
It was probably...
Maybe it was an echo from the future.
An echo from the future?
Maybe it was the FBI.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Incredible Hulk. That was a good movie, right? I'm gonna go with maybe.
Yeah, you better be careful.
Yeah, it's true. Before I saw it, I was pretty skeptical. Or, I was still somewhat skeptical about whether it would be good. Okay, go ahead.
Before I saw it, I was pretty skeptical. And now that I've seen it, I'm still pretty skeptical.
Yeah.
I could go either way.
Me also. Why did I just say me too? That was stupid.
What were we talking about? I can't remember.
Were we talking about something?
I mean, we've been here for almost 7 minutes now. We must have been talking about something.
So... You know, I don't know if you noticed, but, hold on, let me think for a sec.
I notice you keep changing the subject.
Well, I'm trying to, like, start up some sort of meaningful conversation here. But yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm pretty sure this is our 25th podcast.
Oh, I got you a present.
Yeah. I thought building you that new porcelain dog would be good enough present, so...
I still don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, I got you this porcelain dog over here.
No. I got... Oh my god, is that another porcelain dog? How did we manage to get the same one? Do we shop at the same boutique store?
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
What?
My roommate says SR-71 is gay, but I don't agree.
Wait, you don't have a roommate?
Yeah, I do.
You live at home. unless you're talking about your brother.
I don't have a roommate right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right, but I've had roommate. Iken has roommate.
Oh, shut it. The answer is no, you cannot.
I mean, you know, it can happen.
Ow!
Sorry. I dropped a twist tie, or like a quarter of a twist tie, somewhere around here, and I can't find it.
Yeah, it's gonna be hell to pick up.
It's black.
Wait, no, I'm thinking of watermelon seeds.
Why?
They're hard to pick up. Have you ever tried?
No.
They're like impossible.
Why don't you just leave them on the floor?
Well, yeah, alright, but like...
Did you read Slylock Fox?
No.
The one where...
Okay. Oh, with the peanuts?
Yeah.
The nut nabber?
Okay, yeah. But like, how are you just gonna assume that he's just gonna litter his peanut shells all over the place?
Well, he said they would either be on the floor or in the bag.
I didn't even read the solution.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe you should.
Okay, Well, but I can't see from the drawing that they're not in the bag.
Yeah, you can never see from the drawing the answer. You have to, like, figure out what the answer, like, what he should be looking for that you can't actually see.
Yeah, I guess. There must be some other way we can get him. I don't think that shell thing is going to hold up in court.
You know Slylock Fox doesn't have to go to court. He's like a... He's like a absolute Fox? Monarch.
He's like a what?
He's like an absolute monarch.
Monarch.
Yeah.
Butterfly?
Yeah, like
pretty sure he's a fox.
close enough.
Alright, let's go.
Well, break. you know foxes are the monarchs of the animal kingdom.
Oh, yeah, you're right. How did I forget?
I told you.
Alright, we'll be back after this message.
We'll be back.
When we asked Reebok to send us Terry Tate, some people thought we were crazy. But I'm a firm believer in paradigm breaking, outside the box thinking.
Hey, buddy.
Break was over 15 minutes ago, Mitch!
And since Terry's been with us, our productivity has gone up 46%. We're getting more from our employees than ever before.
You know you need a cover sheet on your TPS reports, Richard! That ain't new, baby!
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Janice!
But what's really impressed me is how Terry's become part of the Felcher family.
Get high, baby!
He fits right in here.
That's a long-distance call, Doug!
To be honest, I wish Reebok sent us 10 Terry Tates.
You wanna play games, Gene? Well, when it's game time, it's pain time, baby! Woo!
Inside my phone.
that's plausible.
I don't know how I got there.
You're right. Probably you were using it to, you know, fix your phone.
No, it wasn't like inside my phone. It was just like, you know, I have a flip phone.
Yeah, I know.
So it was on the flip part on the screen.
It was on the flip side?
Yeah.
All right. Everything is all right.
Yeah, so, shoot, I just had something to say. Oh, yeah. So, I think this studio is making me get sick.
Oh, yeah? Why?
It's giving me viruses.
I mean, I haven't noticed any ill effects besides that devastating injury I suffered last time, but I don't think that was related to any viruses.
Yeah, I didn't actually get any viruses because I can't get viruses.
You can't get viruses? What are you, like, God or something?
Maybe. I think I said too much.
Uh-oh. I think you've said just enough. The FBI will be looking into this.
Have you seen the trailer for this movie, this Nicolas Cage movie?
Bangkok Dangerous?
Yeah.
It looks kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Have you seen these?
Yeah, it looks kind of dumb.
Did you have something you wanted to say about it?
It's very, like, the plot is very...
Cliched?
Yeah. I'll say that. Also, why is it called Bangkok Dangerous?
Yeah. I'm not clear on that. I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, Dangerous Bangkok would make a little bit more sense, even if it was just stupid.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, Ghost Rider? That doesn't make any sense. He doesn't ride ghosts. He doesn't...
He's a ghost and a rider.
Is he a ghost?
Yeah.
I don't think he's a ghost. He's solid.
His head is on fire.
So? I don't think that makes him a ghost. Anyway, have you seen these trailers for this movie?
Everybody's laughing and flying, except Ghost.
Right. Ghostbuster.
Ghostbuster.
Okay, anyway, have you seen these trailers for this movie, Wanted?
Dead or Alive.
No, just Wanted.
Dead or Alive. Yeah, it looks cool.
Really? I don't know what to think.
I mean, it looks stupid, but it also looks cool. It has Angelina Jolie, and she's hot.
True. It has James McAvoy.
Who the hell is that? Is that the kid?
Yeah, and he was good in The Last King of Scotland.
It has, like, fucking Morgan Freeman. Wait, what are you, Jordan Fine?
What do you mean? Oh. Just because...
Guys, why don't we just go see Last King of Scotland?
Dude, I do not regret seeing that movie. It was good. It was very good.
Yeah, we probably should have seen it instead of Ghost Rider, but...
Well, I saw
no.
both.
No, and they were, I agree.
They had equal merit in their own way.
Yeah, Ghost thing, whatever. Oh, yeah, Morgan Freeman is in that movie, Wanted.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome. I saw, like, a longer trailer for that movie.
Okay. It
looks pretty good.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it looks kind of dumb.
I mean, it...
Also, it looks...
I hate to break it to you, but it doesn't make any sense. Like, that you can curve a bullet.
What? Why not?
How... There's no way a human could do that.
Dude, all you gotta do is move the gun while you're shooting.
Yeah, right. And not only
What's
that...
What's wrong with that?
Not only that,
it'll have, the motion of the bullet will have, you know, a Y component.
A Y component.
And an X component, and it'll go in a curve. It'll be, you know...
What?
Just like if you, you know, threw a ball up in the air.
Right, okay, but, like, not only that, they're also saying that the ability to do that is, like, genetic or something.
Yeah.
Right.
They're a fraternity of assassins.
Yeah.
A fraternity of assassins.
Yeah,
His father was one of the world's greatest assassins, and the other one is standing right behind him.
Right. So, I guess I shouldn't be nitpicking holes in this movie. I mean, that was... You know, lots of movies have dumb things, you know.
Let's see who's in this movie. Oh, this is an interesting poster. Anyway, let's see. James
yes,
McAvoy,
an interesting Green. Poster. Let us show it to you on screen.
Dude, it has Common.
Really?
Yeah.
He was pretty awesome in Smokin' Aces.
Yeah, so do go on.
Go on, yeah. You know it's based on a comic book?
Wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of things are basing a lot of things are based on comic books.
Okay. Yes, this is true. These days.
Oh my god. Guys, they're making a 24 movie.
What? I thought that was... It already came out. It was called The Sentinel.
Okay. Yeah, so the script is finished, and the production will likely happen in summer 2008.
Who wrote the script?
Howard Gordon.
Was it Howard Gordon? Was it 11 of the most prolific writers of the past, 20 seasons?
Howard Gordon wrote the screenplay, and Robert Cochran and Joel Surnow wrote the story.
Okay.
So it'll probably be, mad good.
Mad good.
Yeah. Dumb cool.
Dumb cool?
That's what they say in the Bay Area.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
I'll just have to go to the Bay Area to find out. Or I'll just ask someone from the Bay Area.
Kiefer Sutherland is in this movie called Mirrors.
What?
What? You said, why'd you say whoa?
Because you said Kiefer Sutherland is in this movie.
Yeah, it's called Mirrors.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 24 movie.
Okay, listen to this plot synopsis.
Okay.
A mall security guard becomes wrapped up in a mystery involving a particular department store's mirrors, which seem to bring out the worst in people.
What?
Yep. Rated R for strong violence, disturbing images, language, and brief nudity.
Disturbing images? What are... Can the audience consist only of, like, really ugly people or something?
I don't think the movie will work that way.
I'm kind of hoping it will.
Let's see. The movie is a remake of Joel Sokuro.
One of those Korean horror movies or Japanese or...
Yeah, South Korea. Yeah. Tagline, in the deep night, if you live alone, don't look in the mirror.
Wait, I thought it took place in a department store.
An ex-cop, now working as a security guard in a shopping mall, tries to uncover the secret of mysterious deaths linked to mirrors.
We determined the cause of death. It was a mirror.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it's pretty obvious that the cause of death was, getting his head chopped off. Actually, it was brain cancer 20 minutes after decapitation.
He's got a pretty bad case of being cut in half.
Yeah.
His top half was separated from his bottom half when he was sliced with the machete.
Speak English, Doctor.
Speak English.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn it. I'm a doctor, not a...
magician.
Jim.
Okay.
My name's Jim, but most people call me Jim.
Alright, well, we're out. See you guys next week, or whenever.
See you guys.
Next indeterminate period of time.
Yeah.